one of the key things that is coming out globally and for all countries is the idea that we need to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV and that our children should be born HIV-free. They need to start free of HIV. And we have that program here in Zimbabwe where we are really scaling up to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV. So I think that was one of the key messages among a lot of other key messages, Marvelous.
You were saying that most of the countries that were at that conference, including Zimbabwe, are looking for certification. Tell us a little bit about that.
The WHO certification, that actually gives a certificate to a country recognizing that they have reduced their mother-to-child transmission to less than 5%. This is a global initiative. And here in Zimbabwe, we are definitely going for it. Right now, our mother-to-child transmission is at 7%, but we hope that within a year or two, then we will be able to go for the pre-elimination and the certification process that the World Health Organization has set for countries. Cuba, Thailand, Armenia and Belarus, they've already been certified, and that's where we are going as a country.
What will it take for countries like Zimbabwe to attain that certification?
In the first instance, then, it is important that all women that fall pregnant visit an antenatal clinic as soon as possible after they fall pregnant. And we encourage that they come in with their male partners. We offer them HIV testing, and if they are positive, we start them as soon as possible on lifelong antiretroviral treatment. And then that protects the infant who is inside the mother's womb and also protects the baby who is breastfeeding and stops the HIV virus from being transmitted from the mother to the infant. So it's all about the health-seeking behavior in communities being aware and taking advantage of the services that the ministry offers for the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV.
What about when you look at the adolescent age groups? What came out looking at Zimbabwe and other countries?
I think this international AIDS conference really puts the spotlight on adolescents. And by adolescents, we are looking at the age group of 10 to 19 years. And then, of course, on young people from the ages of 15 to 24 years. And one actually recognizes that the risk for HIV acquisition in this age group is higher in the female. And females are disproportionately affected by HIV in that age group. And therefore, the need, I think, is to scale up prevention in that age group, as well as, of course, when children in that age range and young people are infected, to make sure that they are put on antiretroviral treatment. And this is available because from the 2016 International AIDS Conference, I think there's this recommendation that has come from the World Health Organization to say anybody who tests HIV positive, whether they are a man, a woman, a child, they should go on to lifelong treatment without waiting for them to be sick and without waiting for their CD4 count to go down.
So has Zimbabwe put in place a program that actually caters, for example, for the adolescents? Because we know you have been running a program that caters for the mother-to-child transmission. But what about the adolescents?
We do have adolescents that are mothers who are in that age group of 10 to 19 or 15 to 24, who, of course, will need prevention of mother-to-child transmission services. But the important thing in that age group is if we can prevent HIV in that age group, if our children, if this young generation can grow up HIV-free, that would be the best that we can do for this generation. In the International AIDS Conference, there were discussions around pre-exposure prophylaxis. And pre-exposure prophylaxis is actually taking antiretrovirals before somebody meets a person that is HIV-infected. And then that prevents you from getting or acquiring HIV. And there was a lot of talk around pre-exposure prophylaxis. And Zimbabwe has also embraced some of those pre-exposure prophylaxis guidance to keep children, to keep our adolescents and young people HIV-free. Of course, there are issues to do with behavior change, sexual behavior change, use of condoms, etc., to also prevent HIV. And our minister was very clear on having an HIV-free generation and keeping the young people HIV-negative.